Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anyway, how are you? We haven't talked in so long.
Well, since the last time I talked to you. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Elisa and I rarely speak outside of this show. Very rare phone call off the air, and even more as rare would be us seeing each other in person. So it was a nice surprise to get a call from her last night. So it kind of felt like a show a little bit, which is great because basically we don't really switch it up too much for the show except for maybe profane language, but other than that, we pretty much, this is it. I don't know if that's a good thing, but too bad. So that's why we're joking since we last spoke, because I think it was almost midnight when we got off the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was cute. Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad, though. I'm glad. Yeah, we got busy.
Well, yeah, it was good to just to speak freely, you know.
Right.
Get into all the deep, dark secrets of my past, which is not that deep or dark, really.
But let me tell you something. No. It's like the untouched snow. Anyway. No. No.
Oh, and I know.
Yes.
Well, there's really not much to tell. But
but it was good, though. I mean, I could tell. I picked up on a whole bunch of stuff, so it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was good. We were able to clear through some things. I think you helped me with identifying some items that needed to get to be released.
Disposed of.
So that was
to get out of your space.
Mm-hmm. Quite literally disposed of. Yeah. And I was thinking I'd have a lot of crazy dreams, but I don't think I'm sure I had something to dream of, but it wasn't anything that I was like, ooh, I can remember that. It was just I slept,
right,
which was good. I didn't
sleep
immediately, though.
Right.
But it felt good to get
that first step.
Additional closure. Yeah.
Right. That first step. And the thing is, and I'm really learning this, closure is just so enduring. And there's different layers to closure,
mm-hmm,
in the same way that there are different layers and aspects to grief. And closure is not as decisive as grief, in a sense, because grief is sort of like you have no control. That's what it is. And with
mm-hmm
closure, I think if you're open to, okay, there are aspects and dimensions to my closure, and as I evolve, my closure evolves. As I evolve, my grief evolves. So it's almost, I don't know, there could be a interesting debate about, do we really clear? Do we really heal? As opposed to, are we managing those things and embracing every part of ourselves? I don't know.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or is that what it means to heal?
Or maybe that is healing, right? Right. I mean, and I'm no doctor, but don't we have good and bad bacteria?
Oh, yeah.
When we get vaccinated, for those people that get vaccinated, right,
mm-hmm,
isn't what you're being vaccinated from in the vaccination?
Some form of it, something's in there to help.
It's interesting.
Heal the immunity.
So that,
yeah.
Right. So again, it's like, that's a perfect word. Maybe we, it's forging a healthy immunity.
Mm.
Keep the immune system high. So if you do get that cold, it's, you know, a scratchy throat for a day, and that's your body's signal to, you can nip this in the bud if you pay attention.
Right.
You know, or it's going to turn into strep if you don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I don't know. There could be something to that. And again, it's just very validating because this is really on the job training. You know, just doing the show. So it's just really validating. And I've gotten so much confirmation over the years, and I'm so appreciative to you and to our listeners. But I just knew there was something that you had to get out of your house. And I knew
yeah.
it was an article of clothing. And you're like, no. I'm like, And then it hit you, like, yes. I'm like, go get it.
Yeah.
Go outside, get rid of it, put it in a bag. Maybe somebody else can use it, but we're not going to, we can't, but things like that, it's not even a matter of, well, let me go donate that to Goodwill. Nope. You can put it in
yeah.
a bag, clean bag, and dispose of it, and it's different, there's a different vibration when you're going through your things, and you know what you absolutely have to get rid of, even if, you know, even if it's something that, you, oh, yes, it could be donated. But if there's something that needs to go, it needs to go.
Yeah.
And you can
yeah.
just put it in a way that it's clean, and if somebody comes across it, then they can open the contents of that bag and turn that item into a treasure. But that
right.
item that you just vibrationally, you just can't have, it does not, what does it inspire? Does it, ooh, does it inspire or does it conspire?
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, what was interesting is that it was a piece of clothing. Like, it wasn't a T-shirt or, you know, a hoodie or anything like that, but it was a hat. And
that's even worse because that's something you could wear all the time without thinking about it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I wore it in Iceland. I think
there
I did.
You go. There you go.
So anyway, it was one of those things where, it wasn't even a gift wrapped up that was given to me. It was just something like, oh, I was wearing it when I was visiting. And
over there.
Yeah, and she said, you should go ahead and you can just keep
that's
it.
Even,
okay.
In a way, I don't want to say better or worse, but for lack of terminology and not having enough
right.
coffee inside of me right now, in a sense, that's almost worse because that makes so much sense because this is something that was an article of clothing that you needed so that you would your head would be warm, and this is like a daily item that was very functional, very useful, and it wasn't like something very separate, like, well, this person felt a certain way for me, went out
right.
of their way to get me this gift, I want to get rid of this gift. Not about that at all. It's the irony is that there could be more detachment. If it's a gift, you could re-gift it, you could donate it, you could do
mm-hmm.
whatever, like it's over, like the relationship is over, so the vibe with the gift is over.
Right.
Honey, there was 1 month out of paying my rent, and I sold an engagement ring. I had no attachment to it. Yeah, I
yep.
did. I didn't get much for it, but don't put, shh. Anyway, that's not the point. That's not the point. But I did, and I sold my wedding ring. Like, I got to
wow.
pay the rent and feed the kids. That's
there
it.
There you go.
There you go. And it, and I there was no like, oh no, what am I going to do? I want to hold up. Nope. Got to do. Nope. Didn't even think twice.
Right.
And even just finally packing up the kids' father's items so they're all out of my bedroom. and other parts of the apartment. My entire hallway is lined with bags and boxes. I sent Lisa a picture, and what's so interesting, I didn't even shed a tear. And it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, she's so cold-hearted. It was just, this is done. There's no attachment.
Yeah.
There's no attachment to this. There is absolutely no sadness, no happiness, no victory. No. It was very devoid of any sort of emotion. It was, I got to get this task done.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no emotion. It didn't shatter me. It didn't throw me. None of that. So that's interesting. And how did you feel? Because I don't know if I asked you this. How did you feel in disposing that very specific article? That it was so specific that you didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
But then when you realize, because we were talking, right?
Yeah,
so
I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I can let go. I'm not used to throwing things away like that, but I'm like, no, okay, you know, if it's time to go, it's time to go, and I know that that's something very specific. So it would be like a nice gesture to leave it with a pile of other stuff that I'm ready to get rid of, but like, no, that's fine.
Let's not turn this into something else. We're not turning this into We're not turning this
just
into clutter
away.
Clearing.
No, I was ready.
Yeah, you're ready.
That's
we're
fine.
Not turning it into clutter clearing.
Because it was one of those things
that
was just sort of lingering, and
right.
I was like,
exactly.
I had no idea. I wasn't even aware that it was there.
Wasn't even aware.
That was the significance of it.
Exactly. So that to be aware of moving forward and to really paying attention of, okay, what is still lingering? It's very interesting. There's plenty of people that they've been long divorced or whatever, and maybe they haven't moved on with another relationship, and they will still wear their engagement and wedding ring. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has their attachments. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Well, we do have a hand raised.
Okay.
So I thought we can go into that.
Uh-huh.
To be continued, I guess, if we need to, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Hello, area code 704.
Oh,
is
that Brittany?
Hey.
Is that funny?
How
I don't even have the... That's so funny. We always know when it's you. Well, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm good. Just taking it one day at a time.
What else can we do, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Just a message.
Okay.
I love y'all message.
Thank you. She's so cute. All right, darling. Well, I am ready when you guys are.
I am ready when you guys
are. Ready. All right. The number associated with this message is 817. And the message is, set the stage for an intention-filled day. Lead by energetic example of inspired, loving-filled action and communication to yourself and others. I really like this message because so many, like just thinking about objects that we're not even aware of that maybe are energetically charged in a way that's not like the best for us or kind of holds us back. But to set an intention-filled day as opposed to a reactive-filled day. And I would have to say yesterday, for the better part of the day, was a reactive-filled day. I was just reacting to stuff. Didn't even occur to me to set an intention for the day.
Mm.
Maybe that's why meditation is so helpful, to meditate even if it's for 3 minutes in the morning, to set the stage for an intention-filled day. So I'll read the message again. Set the stage for an intention-filled day. lead by energetic example of inspired, loving-filled action and communication to yourself and others, 817. That's a good message.
It is a good message. The first number, the 8, is about your not only your intention, but the manifestation of that intention. So with an 8, it is about creating on a bigger scale, and you have to have a plan. That doesn't just happen automatically, right? So there's a lot that happens when you talk about this energy of the 8. It's about it being realized, but it means that for you to reach that goal means that you had to have done all the work, right? So that 8 is saying, boom, you've been doing the work. You know, just be aware of remember what your goals were, because it's coming up and it's happening. So it's also a recognition of accomplishing an accomplishment and being very present in the process. So is that number one. The next number is number one. It is you, but it's also a direction that you've chosen. And again, being very present. Now the 7, that's the last part of that sequence, is a lot has a lot to do with the internal work that you've also been doing. So that it's not just about the plan, but a lot of the feelings and the inner work that you've been doing to reach those goals, and also because of the work that you do on the inside. And this is something we've been talking about with you for a while. It is about you, but then when you are out in the world, it becomes you and the other people that you interact with. So the quality of those interactions is based in part by the quality of the work you've done for yourself within yourself. And the 817 still ends up being an 8. If you add up all those numbers and reduce it down to a single digit, it's still an 8. It's still about what you've actually, it has to do with the 7. My bad. It's still a 7. So there's still this internal work and the faith that you have within yourself to kind of move some of these goals around to where it's not just about you, but you see how you're sharing it with other people. Most of the goals we talk about, obviously, are going to have an impact with the people around us. You know, even if they're very personal goals, because anytime you make a shift and a change within yourself, people will notice. People closest to you will notice. And it may make them uncomfortable, or it may make them kind of question things, or at least be somewhat intrigued. Maybe on the best case scenario is to be inspired to also do things for themselves. But usually there's a process for that. But, you know, for you to stand true to yourself and you know, help where you think you can help. But a lot of that is also knowing, you know, what are you really responsible for? And if you wear something that someone is like either jealous of because they want it, or they can't believe you're wearing it because they, you know, I'm thinking of like, say, your mother, oh, it's too revealing or whatever. You know, those are their issues. It's not really your issue. It's their issue. It's just something that you wear. Like that's just an example of worrying about what other people think about you, when really they're worrying about what other people think about you and how it reflects on them. You know, how am I going to explain this to other people? So it's a really interesting message. It's a great message, but the intention is how it starts off. And the intention has to come from you. And if you don't have a really good opinion of yourself or a good understanding of yourself, then the intentions can get very scattered. But I don't feel that with you. I haven't felt that with you for a while. I feel like you've been, you know, staying in your lane and being very aware of doing your thing. And it's just getting some of that reinforcement and reminder that, yeah, you're if you feel you're doing well, you're doing well. You'll know if there's any disturbance to that. But, you know, we're also aware that sometimes people's feedback for you, it's really not about you. It's about them. And so just learning the difference between, you know, was it something done to them, or was it just something that they're taking personally? And you would know better how that plays out and how to leave it, which is usually what has to happen, is just to leave it,
right?
not have your thoughts get so involved in trying to make someone else feel better.
What the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well,
Brittany, did you just build a house? What'd you do?
Yes. I really appreciate it. As y'all was talking about the M8, I was looking at driving. It was a plate, a tag plate. It was just a bunch of number eights.
Ah, see?
But,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is what I, you know, I can relate to that. That is all what's going on with me.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, start, and yeah, every day, even if you just sit in your bed in the morning and you just take 10 deep breaths, who doesn't have time to do just 10 deep breaths? And in those 10 breaths, set your intention for the day. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be in your car, you're at a light, you could take a one deep breath. What's my intention for what I have to, you know, do in the next hour? So we can set intentions all the time, and like as a reset. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's very helpful. So I'm glad that you inspired the conversation. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you so much, Darlene. Thank you.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, if that's it, then Brittany, you can keep on setting your intentions and having a good day.
Yeah.
We'll keep you on if you want to continue to listen in, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, darling.
Wow, that's so good. She always sounds good. You know, she always sounds
always.
I'm very positive and optimistic about what's going on with her. And I think it's a great attitude to have, because, you know, not that stuff doesn't happen, you know, but how we respond to it, and even how we tell our story about it, it can, you know, that story can be very heavy, or it can be enlightening. When I talked to you last night, I had been doing a lot of different things in the last couple of days, talking about, you know, kind of revisiting old things and old situations, and not just relationships, you know, with exes, but also relationships with my family.
Yeah.
And how a lot of that has tied in, because what's our dynamic when we get into our you know, our relations, our personal relationships, it's our family, you know, and how we were growing up. So it was addressing a lot of different things. And now, like, I think a lot of what happened when I was growing up centered around, you know, the moods of my mother, because she was the one who was always around.
Yep.
And she has a very, you know, dynamic personality. She can be very feisty. Like, she's always ready to defend something or to argue about something. And it's interesting, because most people, oh, your mom is so sweet. I'm like, well, yeah, she is. She can be incredibly sweet. But you know, she has some very strong opinions, and don't think she won't tell you.
Oh my God! So your mother and my mother—they're the same person. Oh, she's the sweetest thing. Yeah, behind closed doors.
And I met your mom. Your mom is really sweet.
Right.
But I know
the exact same thing.
Yeah. I you just have to respect that. You don't live on this planet for as long as they have and not.
No,
have
you don't mess with that stuff. No, they're the boss. They're always right. I don't mess with that. Nope. That's it.
I mean, I'll mess with my mom to challenge her to see, you know, yeah, maybe your opinion, Mom, but that doesn't mean you're right. You know, but we'll kind of get into the fine tuning of that.
Right.
But that's been something I've been working on my entire life.
It never changes. Until she's no longer here, it's always going to be that dynamic.
Yeah, yeah.
That is cute. I find it now, where it used to traumatize me, now I think it's really cute. And how much my mother has evolved,
mm-hmm.
where it's shocking that our relationship, like, I would have to say, like, the last two years have been the best in terms of the relationship I have with my mother.
And
that's crazy.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing for me to appreciate and to hold on to. You know, so because we know our time is, you know, somewhat limited. So I'm so blessed. Yeah, so she's amazing.
Yeah, I so knowing that the dynamic,
right.
The tone was sort of set by my mother growing
right.
up. But, you know, I live and spend most of my time with family on my dad's side.
Right.
So I definitely get to see where there are some similarities just, you know, by nature of them being, you know, from the same country. having
right.
different, you know, having basically a lot of the same customs, same food, but then how it plays out, how they deal with different situations is they're not the same. You know, there's not as much feistiness when it comes to solving problems
mm-hmm.
on my dad's side of the family. It's almost I think the ones who tend to get a little bent out of shape are the ones who are not from that family that they married into it. Yeah,
right.
The ones that don't understand. How can you be so passive, or how can you just, you know,
so chill? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it has been really interesting. So I got to spend time last night with one of my aunts who married into the family, but she makes all this amazing food. Like all my aunts seem to do that. Like
yes,
you know,
they're amazing.
They just are always like, oh, I happen to make 5,000 of these egg rolls or whatever. I'm like,
oh,
okay. Well, she didn't make that, but she made some noodles, some pancit, and so I got to go over there last night to pick it up. And so we just got to talking, and she's, you know, she is looking. She's packing up her stuff. You know, she and her and my my uncle. I thought they were she was just being dramatic, but no, she's really looking at trying to move. They want to move because
oh,
the
wow.
neighborhood has taken. It's always been a little, you know, it's always been a little out there, that neighborhood, but it's.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a little rougher, and she's got some scares
mm-hmm.
with people showing up, you know, in her driveway with, you know, guns and stuff like that. So yeah, she was very, very afraid, and she's been there for over 30 years. So
that's a shame. But yeah she's smart though. Like that, she knows. She's like, nope.
It's like time
wow.
to go. But she has a lot of stuff, and she's someone that she always has to be. Busy.
Yeah.
Her house is usually spotless. But she's
right.
always like, oh, but my house is such a mess. I'm like, you can come over to my house and you know, go crazy if
yeah.
you want to.
You want to be busy? Come to my house, right.
But
oof.
She's always kind of moving around. So she has that kind of energy.
Right.
Like she has to be doing something.
Right.
Which is partly why she has all this extra food. You know, I happen to make
right.
She made these noodles for the Super Bowl party that my uncle was going to go to, but she wasn't going to go to. So she always, as always, she just made a lot and
mm-hmm.
said, okay, well, I can keep some of it. And she had mentioned it to my Aunt Thelma, and my aunt was like, oh, can you bring some over? And she's like, well, no. Like, I just made this. I'm like,
she's like, let's go. I have an order to go. An
right.
order for delivery.
Right.
Like, no.
So the way that panned out was when I came back I came back from running errands Sunday, and I was kind of tired. I wanted to take a little rest before I went out to some Super Bowl gathering, which
right.
wasn't even to watch the Super Bowl. It was really just to hang out.
Sure, of course.
My aunt was like, oh, can you go? Your Aunt Julie made these, made pancit, you know, can you go pick it up? And it was just one of those weird requests, like, well, what was the occasion for making all this pancit, and do we need it tonight?
Yeah.
Because I was already, you know, I was already thinking it's like 4 something in the afternoon. I want to, you know,
wait,
I want to
be able to take a little
rest.
Over?
I know. I was like, are we having a party I didn't know about? Because it wasn't something that I'd heard about before.
Right.
Like,
just came out
no, she didn't want to go. She didn't want to go over with me necessarily. I don't know, but there was apparently this food waiting, and my Aunt Julie has been known to make a ton of stuff, and I've met her in the parking lot of like the Best Buy for her
right.
to give me like a pan of this stuff.
Right.
So,
to do like a drug
much.
Deal. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She's just, I just made too much. I'm like, this is like a vat of this Like, who are you making this for? So, I mean, that doesn't, it's not that out of the ordinary,
right,
but
of course.
This was a, the timing was just so bizarre.
Right.
I said, well, I'm going to a party and it's not that far away. So it's not on
right.
my way to my aunt's house. And there was that, you know, for me, the internal struggle of trying to please people
right. mm-hmm.
and then realizing, but no, I don't really want to take an extra trip tonight because it's Sunday night.
Oh, it doesn't
I
even
said,
matter
uh,
why. You don't want to.
Yeah.
You yet yeah, just
well,
even it, doing the laundry list of
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was one of those things where I, even in explaining it to her, I'm like, she's not going to get it. So I said, well, I
exactly.
will.
Exactly.
I said, I will contact her later. I said, but
right.
I don't think I can do that. So anyway, we got to talking last night. So I got finally heard the other side of the story where she said, yeah, it was very bizarre. She wanted me to, like, she wanted me to come over and drop off this food that I just made. So we're both like, oh, okay. So it wasn't just me. It was,
No.
Okay. So it was,
it but it's like a generational
like a
thing
whim.
Too. Well, it's like
yeah.
also too, when they, you know, and God bless, seriously, like, I remember just the other day visiting my mother, and I referenced, I guess it was last Friday, and I referenced, tomorrow's Saturday. So she's like, oh, today's Friday? So what's great, and it's not that she's being forgetful, it's like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So it's just a different timeline. It's like that. If her scope of consciousness isn't filled with all the logistics and the busyness and all the steps, and things have really been downsized to very to the lowest common denominator, where
mm-hmm.
life is, and that's great. Life is very simple, and it's time to rest and enjoy it and live it on your terms. So that's great. So that's also, well, why wouldn't it be, why couldn't you just come over and drop it off?
Right.
So it's that lack of scope, you know,
right.
If you're not really out and about in the world, you know,
right.
Or you,
that's very,
right.
that's very true. Yeah. So I've just realized, like, well, I told her no, of course. And then I said, I'll deal with it, you know, tomorrow. So yesterday, it's in my mind, like, I probably
right.
need to do this.
Right.
But I knew there was enough that I said, well, maybe I'll wait and see if she mentions it. No, she mentions
no.
it. Like, hey, did
of
you
course.
Get my...
Right.
And I knew she wouldn't. And I figured, you know, I'll go ahead and give a send a text to my other aunt, and
right.
it was fine. Like she's like, oh, do you want to eat? And she's
like,
so I got sent home with the after we talked for like 3 hours or whatever. I got sent home with, you know, a little thing of the noodles, two really huge croissants, and a bag full of plastic hangers.
You know what? That always happens. I never leave my mom's house without a bag of something.
Right.
Ever, my whole life, since I haven't lived with her, like, for decades.
Oh, that's so funny.
I always make sure I have an extra bag in my bag.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I
always.
Don't worry about it because she always has an extra bag. She's trying
right.
to clear away so much stuff. She has a lot of stuff to do this weekend. And I know she'll get it done because she like I said, she's always busy. But
she's
just
on
nice
a mission.
To sit and chat with her. Yeah. It was,
where are they
going to
move
to? To get her perspective. She doesn't know yet. She doesn't
but
know yet, but her
still
son-in-law.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Her son-in-law sells homes. He's in real estate. So.
Oh, great!
She,
so it's good to have a connection
looking,
in the family.
Yeah, they're looking mm-hmm. at places closer to where they are. Where her so she has three kids, but only one of them lives in the Atlanta area. So it's the one whose husband is in real estate.
Oh, that's
so,
perfect.
So they'll probably look in places closer to there, but so she's keeping her options open. She's like, you know, we don't need a big house, and she's
right.
realizing like she doesn't want necessarily a big yard, but she has two dogs, so
Right.
You know, she has a lot of things to consider. And I thought, you know, that, well, that's nice. I mean, it's, I said it's not fun to have to pack up or to downsize if you know, no one really wants to do it, but it is necessary.
Right.
And I told her, I said, it's better that you start doing this now.
Right.
At least you're willing to do it. You know you need to, and you're willing to do it, because there are people who are willing to do it or think they know they need to do it, but they don't really want to do it, and they won't do it.
Right.
Because it's so hard. And so she's got one of my cousins that went to Iceland with us. He doesn't live that far away. He lives in another part of the state. He's supposed to come into town this weekend to help her, and you know, if her other child or their daughter can come down, then that would be helpful too, to kind of get a perspective. So they're like, she's like, I already know they're going to tell me, you don't need that, Mom. I said, well, probably not, but you have to decide. You know, but it was nice, because sometimes I'll visit with her. She's sort of like my second mom, so you know, I have to kind of cut it short, because I'm like, I got to go.
Right.
It can be a little much, but it was a nice opportunity to get a different perspective and to get some different a different take on, you know, what's been going on and, you know, what's going on with her. Got to see my uncle. You know, he was just hanging out. He's like, hey, I'm gonna go to bed now. I'm like, all right, like, you know, 8 o'clock. But okay, that's fine. You're retired.
Yeah. See.
It was sweet. And I felt a lot better, like, just getting a different perspective on things and seeing the dynamic. And I just, for some reason, it put me at ease knowing that it's not ugh, that was a phrase that was coming to my head. Not everything is as it seems. So you may, or I may, hold on to an idea of what's going on and an attitude of, you know, who these people are. And when I get finally present enough to hang out with them, I realize, well, that, you know, that's not all there is to this. You know, she has stuff happening that's, you know, it's important for her. And it's, you know, it's a little daunting, because she's in her 60s.
Mm-hmm.
She works really hard, and she drives a long distance to get to her work every day. But you know, so she's very busy, and my uncle just retired. So, she has stuff that's important for her, but it's definitely changing. I mean, they have lived in the house for forever.
Wow.
And I know that that's not easy. To make those decisions. And I just look at her like, okay, you know, she's doing what she needs to do. But it was just nice, because she is a formidable, very tiny, but formidable woman. but you know, she's human, and
right.
We can forget that sometimes, because, you know,
oh,
like,
yeah.
our mothers can be just so, fierce that we don't think about,
yep.
You know, what about their fears, and what about things that
I say that to my kids all the time. I'm a human being. I say that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've had a very enlightening few days, just with looking at family dynamics and in a way integrating, you know, where I came from, growing up, to the influences I have now, and how they do blend, and it's put a lot of things in perspective. So I've been feeling pretty good the last few days, and then obviously talking to you was really good last night, just to get some things sorted through. The last few days, because I've had to drive a little bit, not too crazy, but there's a little bit of a commute, so I had some time to do some ruminating and some thinking, and really some talking out loud. And I'll talk out loud, and I know I'm talking to my guides. And
of
and
course.
Like, yeah, we can hear you. It's not a problem. But it felt good to talk it out. So when people, like, will talk to us, I think a lot of times it's just for them to talk it out. stuff that's been in their head, and to put a voice to it and to hear it, and the effort of sharing those things, because it's not just in your head. Other people are going to hear it, and there's power in that. You know, there's power in things that you share, and how you share it. So I take advantage of doing that. I turn on music almost right away, but the last few days, you know, definitely on Sunday, I didn't turn on music to go. I went to a psychic fair on Sunday, and that's a longer drive. I just needed to be with my thoughts, and I needed to talk them out loud. But I've been doing that the last few days, and it's been very helpful. You know, because I actually did a little bit of crying. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that was going to come up. Okay. So just to share, because I know I talked to you about it on Sunday when I went to the local psychic fair. I was going with an intention, not necessarily to get a reading, because I rarely will go there to get readings. I'll go there to get acupressure done, or just to say hi. But that one I wanted to meet up with a lady I bought a ring from a few months ago to get it tightened up, and she was not there. She was there the day before. So when I got up there, I realized she wasn't there. I ended up talking to somebody else I just met recently who was doing readings, and ended up doing a reading with her. So one thing led to another, and I was told that part of the reason why I didn't need to see the jewelry woman was because the stone that I was wearing on that ring has sort of served its purpose. And I've heard this before. And I have a lot of crystals that over the years you kind of accumulate a lot of different things. Very rarely have I worn like a lot of jewelry. But if something catches my eye, and especially if it's been told, you know, you may need to wear this to help with whatever chakra. I'm like, okay. And usually it's like not a problem. But this one, even that ring, I think if something was speaking to me to get the ring. So I end up like hovering over her booth for a while and picking out different stones. And she was helping me. It was interesting. She was helping me say, oh, well, you keep picking out stones of protection.
Interesting.
So anyway, that was a ring. So this past Sunday, the reader was like, well, yeah, you're done with that. It's not about taking care of that issue anymore. Like, that's fine. Your seventh chakra, top of your head's fine. Your third eye is fine. It's almost overused.
Wow.
She mentioned my solar plexus, the third chakra, was needing a lot of attention. So I ended up getting a citrine bracelet, and I don't normally wear bracelets unless it's like a piece of string, something very, I don't like things very, very tight around my, my wrist. I don't even wear a watch. So, I'm wearing the citrine, and so I was like, okay, if the intention is to, you know, really deal with my feelings, then I'm all in. Then okay, well, let's do that, because it is something that it can be very overwhelming. Dealing with your emotions will definitely be that, but
of course,
to do that and to be ready for it is another thing. So yeah, this is partly why our conversation last night and today kind of leads into like the relationship parts of things, because it's.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, it can be very tender at times, and it can be almost too revealing in terms of, oh my gosh, was that really what was going on? Or it's not even accusatory. It's just, I was really feeling that. It's acknowledging, yeah, I was very frustrated or very angry, or, I really did love this person. You know, that type of blend. And not necessarily, like, you know, assigning blame to it, but just, you know, recognizing it, especially in hindsight, And as you, you know, as you've been saying, you know, to kind of clear space, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's time.
Yeah.
It's time. So it's been very helpful to have these conversations.
Good. Yeah. And even with just the simple act of compromise and doing things on your terms, like, that's okay.
Right.
And to really pay attention. Pay attention to what you're wearing. And it's not like, oh, be careful. I didn't say be careful. I said pay attention, meaning is this just functional? Do I really like this? Just having like an extra layer of awareness.
Mm.
And just surrendering a little bit to that quiet sense of joy, you know, and that we can take these little steps to lighten our load, so to speak, energetically.
Mm-hmm.
We can make that little bit of effort and just in manageable stages. I was listening to, I have a great meditation app that has, like, you want life coaching, they're going to give you life coaching. You want meditation, they're going to give you meditation. You want to hear a story, they're going to tell you a story. So I love this app. It's called Aura. And so for my meditation for yesterday, there was a 3-minute like life coaching on something. I don't even remember what the theme was. But something that I said to myself, oh, I can listen to this life coaching, that's going to be my meditation, right? And it was the takeaway, it was just a 3-minute boom, 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 boom. But the takeaway was, when you have goals, to ask yourself why, and you have a response, and then ask yourself why again. Then you have a response, you ask yourself why again. So let's say, or there's something that you know you need to do. So I'll give you. Oh, it's about things that you've been putting off. Like, why are we putting things off, right? So I replaced my old juicer around Christmas time as my Christmas present to myself with this great juicer. And the thing with this juicer, it's so great that you have to be very precise in how you assemble it. If it's off by a little bit, it's not going to work. It's one of those things that are very, very sensitive. And it's for safety. Like, if it's plugged in, and it's not going to turn on if all the components are not lined up. And I just haven't been in the headspace to look at the manual and just do it step by step.
Right.
So I use that as sort of my example. So why do you want to learn how to efficiently and easily use the juicer? Why do you want to put that together? Why? So I could make juice. Okay. Why? Because it's good for me. Why? Because I want to raise my vibration. Why? Because I know that I really want to do straight celery juice every day. Even if that's all I do, I just know it's going to raise my vibration. It's going to be very healthy for me. It's going to, it's something that I want to incorporate in my routine. Why? Because I'm not done with this life. Why? I want to be there for my kids and my mom and for everybody. Why? because and then the very last thing, why, right? And then the very last thing, after all the whys, because I'm claiming that my best years are ahead of me, and I need to be ready for that. That's very daunting when you've lived a lot and you have quite the stories to tell, which I certainly do. And I feel like if I can say that my relationship with my mother has never been more phenomenal, except within the last couple of years. Okay, and she in her 80s. Thank you. It's not even, in my mind, it's not even for me longevity. It's just more what's ahead for this, what's ahead for me on this road. How vibrant and how much of an adventure can I have, and how am I going to come out of the other side of all this transition? Because there's a lot of transition with being recently divorced and being a single mom and being in the film industry and being a co-host on this show and all these things. There's just so much. Like, what's on the other side of all of that?
Mm.
So you want to be healthy by the time you get to that other side and vibrant. But I did that check, that whole kind of checklist. Why? Because my best years are ahead. So that's part of that. Doesn't mean that I put the juicer together. I did not. I haven't done it. But it's like going back to Brittany's message, to set an intention-filled day. But now I know the reason. So when I see the dismantled juicer, it's the type of thing you have to put together and take apart, because you have to clean it after each use whatever. But it's fabulous. You know, it's great, and it's just something for me to get used to. And I'm sure if I lived alone and I was more stable, I would be having that juice and whatever. But if I'm getting mommy this, and lose this, lose that, lose this, I'm pulled in so many directions all the time, that's what happens. But again, it's that awareness and that dedication to yourself. So that's, I found that little 3-minute coaching very, very helpful. So instead of like the heaviness of like, oh my God, I have all of this clutter and I have to clear it. Nope, you don't have to do anything. But why would you like to clear it? Or why would you like to start clearing it? I like to start clearing it so that my space is ready for when my friends from Atlanta come to New York to help me with my house. And I talked about that. I need to take steps to have it ready, because this time it's not going to be this unexpected surprise to all of us, but it's going to be like the task at hand. So you got to start someplace. Why? Because you want a nice space. Why? Because you want to change the vibration in the house. Why? Because you're claiming your space. Why? Because you're free. Why? Because you want to be a good mother. Why? Because I deserve it. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, go down the hole. So in terms of setting intentions, it's interesting how this kind of ties in, what we're talking about, letting things go and intention. And also we tend to be very hard on ourselves because we're overwhelmed with knowing that what's the end result. I mean, maybe with the juicer, maybe all I need to do today is set the intention to find where I put the manual. I put it someplace.
Right.
You know, I have a good idea where it might be. Maybe it's
right.
My job to find the manual, just put it on my desk. Because I have, you know, a busy day today. So that's something that might work. How do we find a way to make goals and intentions manageable, or even if just on our phone, you know, there's like you have a reminder app or to-do list or whatever that you can categorize, even if you just update that to your list.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's part of the iPad and iPhone. I think it's reminders. I don't even know, but it's like it's there. It's part of it.
Yeah.
So there are ways, or even if you just did the old-fashioned ways, you know, take pen to paper. However you want to do that. But there are baby steps. So even if you just intend, I'm going to just take one baby step towards something. Why? Because I want to get started. Why? Because I care about myself. Why? Because it's time. Why? Because I need to take that one step because I am worth that, taking that step for the big picture of, you know what I'm saying? So there are ways if you just break it down to so that a goal turns into an errand, then it doesn't feel so daunting. Like, I have an errand to run. What's that? I have to look for that damn manual for that freaking juicer. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And to be less harsh, but still aware. Sometimes it's like very all or nothing. Well, if I can't get this all done, whatever, I'm a total failure. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. But just very, very manageable. And I keep bringing this woman up. I talked to you about her on the phone. I mentioned her on the phone. But Marie Kondo, the magic art of tidying up. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Elisa last night, go on YouTube, Google this woman, go on YouTube. And she really has a system. And you do it by category, not area, right? So, for example, if you want to organize your clothes, you're not going to move on to the next thing until your clothes are done. So even if it takes a week, that's it. And she has
right.
a system. She has a system. And you thank your items, the items that you're going to part with. You thank them. Like, it's this whole thing. And you could do it in stages, but it's less overwhelming because it's not by environment, it's by category. So my first step was I need to remove and keep and have like on deck my kid's father's things. So that was easy because I didn't have to decide. I just neatly and orderly put things in boxes and garbage bags and lined them up in my hallway. Done. So that was the first stage. But for my stuff, that's different.
Right.
So I'm going to go through my stuff, and you go through your stuff item by item. So for as long as it takes. But you can Google. There's infographics. You can find the book in the library, whatever. But you don't even need to read the book. You just need to find like a YouTube, like her process. And she has an order. The first thing is clothes. I'm like, okay, we're gonna do the clothes. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it's really cool.
Cool.
It's really cool. Yeah, yeah. So there's different ways to go about it. But first, I did my kid's father stuff, and then the second thing I started working on. Because I cleared out a dresser and a closet, thank you, sweet Jesus, right?
Wow.
A dresser and a closet is empty, and that's for my Poshmark business.
Yeah.
So that's different. It's not like what am I keeping, what am I getting rid of? No. What has been posted to sell and what's inventory that needs to be flipped to sell? And where are my packaging, where are my tools for packaging, where are my tools for bringing things back to life, all of those things. So that's been the next thing before I deal with my stuff because I'm running a little business. That, thank God, it's feeding my children. So it's huge. Then I'll get to my thing. So do you see how, like, the goal is, well, his stuff has to get out of the way, done. Well,
right.
My business stuff has, because you got to follow the money. Got to follow the money, so that's next, and then I'll get to my stuff. And right now, that's just fine. You know, it's just fine for right now, and hopefully by the time the cavalry from Atlanta comes, which we don't have a date yet, but sometime in April, Okay, so it's soon. Everything will be prepped so that there's ease in execution.
Right.
So, yeah. But there we go. So ask yourself why. At the end of the day, it's because you're worth it and because it's time.
Right.
Because you're worth it. Because it's your time. I mean, maybe you're going to say, because it's my time already. You know, and it's almost like that restlessness is the way to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Very, very interesting. So anyway, as always, fascinating conversation. And great, it was great to speak with you last night. And this was really sort of like the perfect follow-up to our call last night. And thanks to Brittany for calling in and for picking such a great message. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available. Oh, and this particular show will be back on the air. I won't be here, but Anna will co-host this coming Thursday at 8:30 United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Talk to you
soon. Love you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.